Hello and good afternoon. We appreciate you listening to the program. I would like to this afternoon wrap up some things concerning the issue of the home and marriage, divorce, and remarriage that we have studied on off and on in recent days on this program. I've been giving a series of 10-minute lessons about the background of God's original purpose and design for marriage and how that this was finally settled, and Jesus gave us instruction about who can marry, who can divorce and remarry, and things like that in Matthew chapter 19. I would like for us in this session for us to look at Matthew 19 and verse 9 and the following verses and see who is able to handle the teachings of our Lord. Jesus said, "I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for fornication and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery." In saying this, this is a hard thing for people to hear, and I have no doubt about that at all, because I've talked to different people, and sometimes you think that they're close to either becoming a Christian or, doing something that will turn them toward the Lord, and then, oh no, you find out there's a big marriage problem here. There are different extremes that people can go to. Some religious groups have gone to an extreme in one end of it and said, well, if you've been divorced and they don't care for what reason, then, you know, that's just it for you. You're not allowed either in a certain position in this religious group, or you're just not fellowshipped at all. And we know that's an extreme case because Jesus gave an exception. Now, you don't expect to see the exception every time you read about marriage and divorce in the Bible. That's why it's an exception. Jesus says, except for fornication. God does not want to make us live with somebody who's not going to be faithful to us, you see. So he does allow for the exception, and if we say we're not going to allow what God allows, then that's just as bad as trying to make up things to where you're going to allow people to do what God says you can't do. Either way, if you loosen it or if you make it too tight, then you're violating God's will. So we need to keep it just exactly where Jesus left it. There is a reason why you might put that one away and get you another one, and that's because of the sexual immorality, the case of fornication, where they've been unfaithful to you. Now, his disciples wondered about this as well. Beginning in verse 10, their wonder caused them to say, "If such is the case of the man with his wife, it is better not to marry." That's Matthew 19, verse 10. Subsequent to that, Jesus showed them that, you know, the person who receives this teaching of mine, well, you have different people who are in different conditions, and those who are the marrying kind, so to speak, and those who are looking for a wife, then they're going to have to receive this, but there are all kinds of people out there. So Jesus said to them, beginning in verse 11, "All cannot accept this saying, but only to those to whom it has been given." So, you know, they said, well, it's better then not to marry a woman, and, well, you know, it may be or it may not be. Jesus is pointing out you got different kinds of people. First of all, he said there are eunuchs who were born from this, from their mother's womb. In other words, they're not suitable for marriage because they are not interested from their mother's womb because of their genetic makeup or their physical makeup in pursuing marriage. If it's a boy, they're just not interested in girls, or a girl, they're not interested in boys, and they're not given to marriage at all. And so they have a different purpose in their life. They can give themselves over to the kingdom of heaven and work in the Lord's church and simply not worry about marriage. So he says there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men. This reminds us of people like Daniel in the Old Testament, taken and carried away by the kingdom of the people over there in the eastern part, that is, east of Palestine, Nebuchadnezzar and his kingdom, and these people would be made eunuchs. So they're no longer fit for marriage. So he says there are some that are made such by men, like Daniel, and he's not the marrying kind. He gives himself over to prayer and to working for the Lord in every way he can. And he says there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. And this would be people like the Apostle Paul, who pointed out that, well, for the present distress in 1 Corinthians 7, it would be good to remain even as I, that is, unmarried. Not because a person could not be married, not because they wouldn't have any interest in being married, but because it's not a wise thing to do. They decide not to be married. He who is able to accept it, Jesus says, let him accept it. Now, the person who is interested in marriage, who is capable of living in a marriage, and who desires a wife, then they must choose some mate that is acceptable unto God, as well as acceptable to themselves. Now, in choosing someone that we're going to marry, Jesus says, well, you've got some restrictions here. You can't just marry any old person, because whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery. So you're going to have to pick a mate that is eligible in the eyes of God, someone that God authorizes. It is a surprising thing to me that people seem to think God authorizes us to do a great number of things that you don't find in Matthew 19 and verse 9. Wherever did God authorize us to say, you know, I just can't live with that woman? I haven't found that verse yet. Where is that? You know, Hezekiah 2 and verse 10 or something? I mean, where is that verse that says, well, I just can't live with that woman, so I'm going to get rid of her and get me one I can live with? I don't find that verse anywhere. The verse that says, well, she's no longer appealing to me anymore. You know, she's let herself go or whatever, and I don't really find her appealing to me anymore. I haven't found that verse anywhere. Where is that one? I find Matthew 19:9, which gives a specific exception, but I don't find any other anywhere. Otherwise, it's not really an exception, is it? I mean, how can you say this is the exception and then turn right around and say, oh, but you got all these other reasons here too? If they're not in the Bible, and the Bible says that you don't divorce your wife except for fornication, then there's your exception. And it's pretty much as plain as day. I have never in my life spoken with someone who came from an irreligious background. That is, they didn't know much about what the Bible said, and they were in a marriage situation, and they wondered about it. I have never taken any of them over to Matthew chapter 19 and verse 9, or Matthew 5 and verse 32, and had them wonder about what the Lord was saying. They've never had any question about it at all. To them, it was very plain. I ran out on my mate, and then I got me a different one. I see where Jesus says you can't do that. I mean, they see it. It's right there. Or they say, well, I just got rid of mine because I wasn't happy with them, and I got me another one. I see where Jesus isn't satisfied with that. And they see it right there. Well, I had one that you know, was mean to me, and I just decided not to put up with it. Well, I'm sorry, but that's not the exception that the Lord gives here in Matthew 19 and verse 9, and they see it. A lot of times people just don't want to see what is very apparent in God's Word. God does not force us to live or remain in a situation where we are going to be kept from serving Him as a Christian. There is no protection given under our law or any civilized society, to my knowledge. There are some uncivilized ones out there, but any civilized society which protects somebody's rights to be abusive toward another one just because they are a husband or a wife. Therefore, we ought not to think that marriage is something that can just be cast aside in order for me to, live comfortably. The Lord pointed out that someone must allow you to live as a Christian, and if they won't, then, if they are not willing to keep the marriage going because you are demanding to live a Christian life, then you just let them go. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 7. So you can study on that for yourself. That he did not say there that you go out and you remarry another one then, but that if they are not willing to get along in this marriage relationship, if you're going to be a Christian, well, you've got to be a Christian. And you've got to be able to live with the things that God gives us a right to live with doing, that is, being a righteous person. And of course we have a right to live without being abused in various ways. Like I said, there's no protection in the law for that anyway. You can't say, well, just because I haven't divorced somebody, I can't sick the law on them because they were abusive to me. Well, you certainly can too, because God does not demand that you be physically abused or abused in neglectful ways. And for just to say, well, I'm married to him, I guess I just got to let it be that way. But that does not give you the right to say, well, I just give up on the marriage, and therefore I can go get me another one that, is more suitable to me. Christian homes need to be homes that are committed. And the commitment is for rich or for poor, in good times and in bad. The commitment is for always and in every kind of situation in life. And, of course, there's the exception Jesus gave, but that I am going to stick with this one until death do us part, as we say. I want you to prayerfully consider that from God's Word, because we have a lot of people that are going to one extreme or the other. They don't realize what the Lord has taught about this. And if you have any questions about what I've said, because I've tried to fit a whole lot in just about 10 minutes' time, then why not contact me at 487-5342. And why not write to us at P.O. Box 266, Tompkinsville, Kentucky, 42167. And we'd be happy to answer your questions about this or for any questions about Bible study or any way we can help you. I thank you for tuning in this afternoon. And for the Mount Gilead Church of Christ, I'm Tim McHenry.